Go. We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commonsys Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video titled "Republicans Soften on Federal Marijuana Reform in a Shift That Could Make It a Reality," as they should. But before we get into this, I'm going to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. That's right, that Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. As you see, do you Dizzle, order at DizzleBrand.com. Go to the homepage, click on order online. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Remember, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, you go to our locations. There's also locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well, where you can get Dizzle in store available in those states as well. Don't forget Dizzle brand merch. Got the hat on. Got one of the t-shirts. It's actually one of my favorite shirts, the Dizzle Dodger shirt, as I like to call it. Get the merch at DizzleBrand.com. Also, it's on Etsy.com, E-D-S-Y.com. Go to, search for Dizzle brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. Also, don't forget the Dizzle brand gummies, now available as well at DizzleNova.com. Link is in the description. I repeat, Dizzle brand gummies, now available at DizzleNova.com. Link is in the description. Let's get into it.
At the federal level is expected soon to take a historic step forward. That's thanks to major buy-in from Republicans in the Senate. The party has historically been opposed to drug reform of any sort, but now a new bipartisan effort could drastically alter access to the drug nationwide. NBC News congressional correspondent Julie Serkin's been reporting on this. Julie, so we'll get to the politics in a moment, but first, I mean, this is just something that has gradually changed over time. First medicinal marijuana, then recreational marijuana. State by state, we've seen some of these changes. But this bill, how would it impact legal marijuana businesses? Could it open the door to federal legalization in the future?
That's what advocates are hoping for, right? This is a historic moment. We've seen this bill known as the Safe Banking Act, which would expand access for legal marijuana businesses to traditional banking services, credit lines. That's why in legal marijuana businesses, it's all.
Yeah, let me stop for a second. You know, for most people who don't know, all legal marijuana businesses, they have to deal in cash and they're suspect to getting robbed and things of that nature, having crews try to, put hits out on them because they have to transport large amounts of cash to safe deposit boxes. And they basically, this will make it where they'll be able to bank and people can use debits and credits and things of that nature to purchase, and then it goes straight into their account and whatnot. But they need to take it even further than that. Let's hear what else you got to say.
All cash all the time, even in states where, of course, recreational medicinal marijuana remains legal. But this bill really would be the first time that any Senate committee held a hearing on any kind of cannabis reform at the federal level. That hearing is set to take place at the end of this month, as my colleague Liz Brown-Kaiser and I had reported. And this is really, really a significant shift when it comes to the federal government, which has had really an arm's distance approach to any kind of marijuana legalization, especially when it comes to the fact that more than 70% of Americans across the country support it. So certainly a big step forward with this legislation. It passed
70%, 7 out of 10. And, you know, it's really crazy that the so-called war on drugs started with marijuana in the first place. You can't even really pull up a case where the cause of death was marijuana ever. You know, people don't like be getting in like major car wrecks because of smoking and driving, drinking and driving. Yeah. You know, it helps with a lot of things medically, And then, you know, the number one thing is that legalizing marijuana across the board, federal wise, is the first step to police reform that everybody, you know, complains about. See, that's what they don't get. They don't understand until you, till we get this legalized, till we decriminalize marijuana and legalize it, you know. And I guess this is one of the steps you're going to have to go through, is you got to get it where they can actually, you know, put money straight into the bank, because they, it's a cash business. They have to, I don't know if they could deposit money into the bank cash wise. They can't do wire transfers, anything of that nature, take debits and whatnot. So that's a step we got to get out of the way. But decriminalize it is the very first step to police reform. Like, there's going to be no police reform until we decriminalize marijuana. A big part of, you know, having to reform the police is when they pull people over and they smell weed in the car, and now they got to go further. They got to search for this and search for that and go further. So you decriminalize it, somebody's smoking and driving. Oh, you know, as long as they don't have something worse than that, or a gun, a legal gun or something, yeah, people should be able to just go on their way. That's one of the biggest problems of police reform, is it starts with, oh, I smell weed, now we got to take it further. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of these incidents are from, like, I smell weed and now we got to go further. You know what I'm saying? We got to take it further. But you decriminalize it, then it's not going to be, it'd be just like, I pull you over for speed and okay, you got weed. So what? It's decriminalized. Just, here's your ticket for speeding. Keep it moving. And also, prison reform. It's the first step to prison reform, because you got too many people locked up for pounds of weed with violent criminals who've done armed robberies, rapes, pedophiles, cold-blooded murderers. Yeah. It's you know, we're never really going to get to really start getting to true police reform and prison reform until we decriminalize marijuana first and foremost.
Passed the House 5 times in past years, never got its chance in the Senate. Now, certainly advocates are hoping it will.
So we're talking about the bipartisan effort here. Why is this legislation getting some key support from some Republican senators?
Well, remember, 40 states and the District of Columbia have legalized some form of use of marijuana. Certainly that's putting pressure from constituents on lawmakers, even in a state, let's say, like Alabama, where recreational weed is not legal, right? It's only medicinal. But in the case of Senator Tommy Tuberville, for example, who supports this bill, he was going to co-sponsor it formally, then did an about face on that because of pushback he got from law enforcement officials, from other conservatives in his state. He's supporting it, though, because of the access it would give to small banks, community banks, to these legal businesses.
That's another thing. Like, the money to be made, you're leaving so much fucking money on the table. And North Carolina is so ass backwards right now. You could go buy gummies, Delta 8 gummies. You can go buy Delta 8 vapes. I think the drinks will be coming soon. I don't know. But also, that's the thing. Like, you can't buy buds, though. You can't buy no flowers, no buds. I do think they got pre-rolls. I could be wrong. They got pre-rolls, but you can't sell actual flowers still legally, which is weird. Like, how the hell a pre-roll? I never brought the pre-rolls before, but you know, you would think you got pre-rolls, why you can't sell the flowers? And North Carolina is the tobacco state, and we're Bible Belt, and maybe the tobacco company still don't want that flower out there, because I mean, if you could buy flowers by the bud legally, why the hell would you need to buy Newports and Marlboros and anything of that nature? Why smoke cigarettes if you could smoke weed legally?
Also, because of the rise in crime, these are cash-heavy businesses. They are operating with large sums of cash in their businesses, like traveling said, with it as well.
Like I said, they're you know, at risk to get robbed by crews that are trying to set them up because they know they might have $250,000 worth of cash a day, damn near, probably.
Very far distances in some cases to deposit it at banks that will work with them. Well, they've seen an increase of robberies because of that. So Republicans have been hearing from law enforcement officials in their states who want them to do more on this issue. And by the way, all of these legal business owners are contending with a patchwork of laws around the country. That's something I saw firsthand when I went to Montana earlier this year, a conservative state that recently legalized marijuana. That's something I heard over and over again.
All right. Julie Serkin.
Montana, like, fully legalized it before North Carolina. Go figure. Go figure. And I know this. I know it's a process. I know every state is different. But that's another thing, like, to go to show you if liberals and Democrats cared about police reform and prison reform as much as they claim, they would have pushed the decriminalization and legalization of it on a federal scale. But they got their reasons and their agendas of why they're holding it back, you know? And that's the thing. These people want to make sure, I think for the most part, people want to try to make sure it's done step by step so they can get in and control it. I know North Carolina, the alcohol is controlled by the state, so you best believe that we're going to try to control the cannabis across the board if they can too, you know, but who knows, it might not go that way. But yeah, what are they waiting for? They take it too long. Decriminalize it across the board, legalize it across the board, not just medical, medicinal, recreation, all that good stuff. And then you can start going on with some police reform and some prison reform. You can basically release everybody from prison that's locked up for marijuana, or clean their records, remove any kind of felonies or misdemeanors that they have, stop cops from having to, once they smell weed, they got to go and search further. Yeah, man. And then we can have some kind of police reform, prison reform, and maybe a better world. Maybe where it's not so divided, because more people will probably start smoking weed. A lot of these motherfuckers need to start smoking weed, man. You know, they got the panties so far up their asses in a bunch. They need to start smoking, man. They got their panties in a bunch so much. Need to calm down, relax, breathe easy, smoke some weed. Chill out, take a chill pill, stop flipping out and getting emotional and sensitive about everything that comes out somebody's mouth on the fucking planet. Smoke some weed, and maybe we could get to a better place if they decriminalize weed and legalize it across the board. I know we'll get to a better place of prisoner and police reform. I know that much. It's the very first step. Anybody that thinks otherwise is dumb in a bag of bricks, has no common sense, no common knowledge to know that that's the very first step to moving into police reform and prison reform, is decriminalizing marijuana and probably drugs altogether. If somebody wants to, you know, do a drug, that's on them. Long as they're not harming people, long as they don't go to the point of violence and armed robbery and attempted murder and murder and things of that nature. And as long as they're not just robbing from people in general and still breaking people's houses too. Because even that, like, you know, that can lead to violent situations, breaking into people's houses. I know people look at stealing from the store as a petty crime, and it is. Unless, you know, y'all are raiding the whole store and ransacking the whole store, then it's not so much petty. Just shoplifting, yeah, that's a pretty petty crime. But you breaking in somebody's house, it's not so petty. Because that can end up to a life or death situation. Because I'm going to tell you right now, somebody breaks in my apartment while I'm here. Shoot first, ask questions later. Let's see if we can speed this up, Republicans and Democrats, because Democrats ain't really, they could have decriminalized it on federal level if they wanted to. They've had about 2 or 3 years. They could have did it when Barack Obama was in office, you know, but there's definitely probably people paying these politicians not to, people who have interest in tobacco companies and alcohol company. And that's another thing. Like, I promote Dizzle, but weed isn't killing people. Like, people won't die of a weed. People can die for drinking too much alcohol. You could die for alcohol poisoning. I don't know nobody. You can't overdose on weed. You could pass out. You could pass out and wake up the next day, but you can't overdose on weed. You know, it's, you know, it's way more natural than cigarettes and alcohol, which is all has man-made chemicals and formulas added to it, and substances that aren't all natural substances and organic substances. You know, marijuana is kosher as a substance as you could get besides mushroom. Of getting stoned out your mind, but mushrooms will make you hallucinate as well too. So that's a whole different kind of. But they probably should just criminalize drugs across the board. There really shouldn't be a war on drugs. It's really all about the money and controlling it. That's what it's really all about. The war on drugs is about controlling it, about them getting their piece of the pie. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.